Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Morning, everybody. Hi, so.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hey.
Hey.
Jim, T-Bone. We got a full show here. Ready to go.
Oh, I can't wait for T-Bone's pick today.
Ready to go.
I couldn't sleep last night. Thinking, Who's Tom going to pick on the football card today?
Well, T-Bone's 4-1. So mock him all you want.
For him. He should go gamble.
Yet his picks just keep hitting.
What's so?
Zoe would be the only person who's yet to record a victory. He's
0-5. And that is why I don't gamble.
That's hard to do.
Not really.
It kind of is.
Not really.
Like, even the drunk baby flipping quarters goes 50-50.
That's true.
You're worse than the drunk baby. RJ Bell, 1 o'clock. Phil Perry today, the football card, of course, at 10:50. And we've got Read and React next hour as well. Hello. The Patriots did not get Le'Veon Bell.
They did not.
In case you were interested, they didn't get him. I know there were a lot of fans that wanted in on Le'Veon Bell. I was not in on that. I don't think you were either, so you were sort of taking
a pass there. Not at $6 million, hell no. But after he got released, I'd kick the tires on it.
Right, because all the Chiefs will have to pay now is the vet minimum, and the rest gets picked up by the New York Jets. The Jets owed him $6 million, fully guaranteed. $1 million roster bonus coming this week. And all the new team will have to do is pick up the veteran minimum, and then the rest is off. I mean, that's the offset that the Jets get back.
See, and I think the issues that you had last year here, starting with Antonio Brown paying him $9 million, giving up a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu, who is currently unemployed, tends to lead me to believe they're not going to be in a wide receiver market here at the trade deadline or picking any other additional players up. If they're going to win, they're going to win running the football. And I thought, okay, that's a possibility. They could get Bell because I go back to summer when they had Lamar Miller in here. Like, they weren't done signing running backs. They had Damian Harris. They had Sony Michel. They had Rex Burkhead already, James White. Brandon Boldenop's out, and they still signed Lamar Miller. I mean, so they weren't done signing people. So I didn't count it out, but once he was released and out there as a free agent, it's a possibility.
Okay, but why do you say that because they were again going after a running back, that means they can't go after a receiver?
I just don't think they're going to do it again because they got burned last year. They're not going to do it 2 years in a row to give up that type of collateral. You know, you lose a second-round pick. You gave $9 million to, you know, Antonio Brown.
So not gonna do it. They're not going to go into the trade market for anybody?
I'd get a tight end. I get another defensive tackle. I'd maybe get a linebacker.
At receiver.
I don't think they're going to go receiver.
So they wouldn't even consider it. If a good deal was offered up to them, they wouldn't take it.
But again, N'Keal Harry, no. I mean, he's going to explode here. Waiting on that, you know?
Well, I think there's a number of things to take away from what was the reported Patriots' interest in Le'Veon Bell. That's pretty clear after the last couple of days that the Patriots had a lot of interest.
They call on everybody
in this player, and Bill Belichick went as far as to say that what he had said on the record previously about Le'Veon Bell, he agreed with and stood by, and he heaped all kinds of praise on Le'Veon Bell 3 years ago.
Good player
when he was good, when he wasn't old.
Yeah.
And done. Right. Like running backs quickly get older.
Or demanded the ball. He needs touches. Needs touches.
Right.
I don't care about the team. Get me the touches. Yeah.
So he stands by his comments on Le'Veon Bell. Apparently still believes that Le'Veon Bell's got a lot to give a team. So do the Chiefs. They went after him, and they are the Super Bowl champs and could be again. That's apparently why Le'Veon Bell went there. So my questions on this are, okay, number one, why do the Patriots feel the need to go after Le'Veon Bell? Is that because they're continuing to look to improve the team? How could you view that any other way?
Yeah.
So that's totally a good sign.
Hey, he's got a pissed off quarterback here, right? So that was sort of counted out and sitting on a curb. He picked up, and that's his quarterback right now. Get another pissed off running back that's an all pro.
Granted, Bell's a free agent, not a trade, but it just sort of sends the signal that the Patriots and Bill Belichick are invested in this team. They believe in this team's ability to be a playoff team, maybe win some games, and they're not going to stop investing in this year's roster if they have an opportunity to upgrade. I think that was learned over the last 2 days. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that we knew that for sure. So that I take as a plus. The other question I have about this and the Patriots' reported interest in him is, who are they trying to get rid of? And maybe not get rid of off their roster, but not use anymore.
Shut down.
Who are they looking to shelve, so to speak? It has to be Sony Michel.
It looks that way.
It's not Damian Harris.
No.
It's not Rex Burkhead.
Hell no.
It's definitely not James White.
Nope.
So are they looking to bury Sony Michel?
I don't think they're looking to
put
bury
him out of a job, so to speak.
I think it's process of elimination, but you know, you go back to the game where Sony pops a little bit a couple weeks ago. J.J. Taylor's the one that gets that game going, and maybe the threat of losing your gig made you run that way, and then all of a sudden you got the leg issue again. Maybe his legs are just breaking down.
Call me crazy. I thought running back was a position of depth on this team.
It is.
And then they're in the market for Le'Veon Bell this week.
It'd be interesting if, like, you know, sort of a all-pro type corner gets available out there, becomes available out there that, okay, maybe they're kicking the tires on that. Like, they would just add because of the value of the player. I think they look at the value of the player, former all-pro, is going to come in with a chip on his shoulder. We're not obligated to the $6 million. The New York Jets, haha, stupid you. You still owe that guy money. We'll bring this guy in and we'll use him. We'll use him against you. And the guy could catch the ball. I think that's the attraction. You know, Bell's a good pass-catching back. Think about that.
So is James White.
Yeah, but I mean, think about having both those guys in the huddle at the same time. You know, what about Edelman in the slot? He's breaking down, right? Those are two type of guys that you could flex out or motion.
You've told us before, though, that you can't really do that. How many times have you told us you can't really put James White in the slot? You can't really use a running back in the slot.
No, I've
seen them try to do it in the past, and they've failed in trying to do it.
Got to motion him out. And I think James's catches, you know, in the passing game, outside the screens have come from the perimeter, meaning on the outside, like towards the sideline. You know, the hitches, the slants. That, you know, Brady's throwing slants to White. No problem.
Doesn't that change, though, with Cam Newton and this offense they're running?
That's the thing.
Doesn't have tight ends and, like,
you motion him out, right?
Can't you motion guys out a little bit differently than in the past, maybe?
I mean, you got four games under your belt now. Josh knows, like, our tight ends are useless. Like, it's seven. They've had seven attempts to the tight end through four games.
I think with Brady, we knew what they could and couldn't do. I don't think we know that with Cam yet. Because they have so much in their playbook, they
can go to.
It's
still evolving. It's still evolving, Jim. Yeah.
There's also this question I have, which is why does Bill Belichick love old veteran, and I say old, relatively speaking, old veteran running backs? He loves them.
Because I think they've got a niche for it. You know, it's a proven commodity. You're bringing a veteran in, it's not going to panic. It's got a style that you understand and you notice, and okay, I'm going to come in and we're going to make it work with this guy. We're going to adapt to his style. You know, they did that with Corey Dillon. They did it with Antoine Smith.
Yeah, but Corey Dillon still had something to give.
Sure.
But it's sort of like part of the, I guess, part of the Belichick playbook of roster. There's always these veteran running backs he loves to bring in. Dillon made sense.
Grinders.
Dillon still had it, right? Fred Taylor.
Yeah.
Steven Jackson.
Would have been great if they could have snagged Sammy Frank Gore a couple years
ago.
There's
just always this, like, interest in guys who are like, God, Bill, he's not what he used to be. Remember the glowing reviews of Steven Jackson when they brought Steven Jackson in? And you're like, yeah, I hope you don't.
That's the offense.
I hope you don't expect him to be the same guy that he used to be, because I don't think he is.
That Miami game.
I'm not sure that he's the same guy. It was just, I don't know. Like, a little bit, they keep bringing, as you said, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis keeps coming back. What is with this?
They love Bolden, a good veteran.
Trying to think of some others over the years that they've just sort
Blunt could fall in that category the second time around.
I agree. LeGarrette Blount, second time
Blount
around.
Blount time the second time around.
I mentioned that yesterday.
Lamont Jordan. Remember when Lamont Jordan was here?
Yeah.
Briefly?
Fear the turtle.
Like, there's just, you're just like, what do you need this guy for?
Fred Taylor.
Go
Fred
young.
Taylor's been here.
Go young. Go with the youthful young running backs.
I think that's why they like Harris. Like, you look at Harris, like,
he should.
He looks like one of those older, thicker veteran types, you know, like Maurice Jones-Drew type, you know, this thick guy, but run downhill, but you got him young.
I'm happy that they didn't land Bell. I really am. I'm glad they're not going to deal with that headache. He's got plenty of teammates that don't like him in Pittsburgh, and he got to the Jets, and he sucked, and he didn't live up to his deal, and he whined and complained until they kicked him out of there, too. That's a bad football team. He's a veteran player. He could have been some sort of leader there.
Yeah.
He went there for the money. Did he expect to go to the Jets and have the team be good?
No, he went for the money.
He went for the money.
He found the best suitor.
So go there and be the best employee you can be if that's what you're into. You want the money. Now all of a sudden he wants the Super Bowl. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you held out and then you sucked for 2 years.
Chiefs kingdom.
And everywhere you go, people can't wait to get rid of you. So good. Let him go to Kansas City. Let him be another guy in that locker room that we cannot root for.
Right.
Great. 617-779-0985. What's this all mean? They were in on Le'Veon Bell. What's that mean for the trade deadline? What's that mean for the season and the belief in this roster?
What's that mean for Sony Michel, like you said?
And as you just said, Zoe,
if you're Burkhead and you're Harris and you're White, you're not fazed by that, the interest. But if I'm Sony Michel, that fazes me. I get fazed by that.
My big takeaway from this segment from you, though, is that you don't think they're going to go after a receiver and that they have a big belief in N'Keal Harry. So let's talk more about N'Keal Harry. He had some interesting comments yesterday, and we'll get to what he said and what we make of it. 617-779-0985. We are off and running on Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand at 10:20 on this Friday. N'Keal Harry, Patriots second-year receiver, had some comments yesterday after drawing comparisons, frequent comparisons to other receivers in his draft class. Would you like to hear from N'Keal himself on this?
Yes.
Let's hear it. Everybody, listen up. N'Keal Harry talking about where he stands right now in his draft class.
Do you see guys from your draft class like A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, you know, sort of having, you know, really good stretches of play? Do you ever sit there and wonder, like, why it hasn't happened for you quicker as those guys?
No, I can't compare my situation to anybody else. Just like D.K. can't compare a situation to A.J. and A.J. can't really compare a situation to D.K. We're all in different positions. So when I sit there, you know, I'm extremely happy for those guys. I was training with them pre-draft, so I know how much work they put in, and you know, I have a lot of respect for the way they grind, and, you know, I've never been the type to kind of just sit there and kind of say, why hasn't that happened to me? You know, I know I'm in a different situation, and, you know, I'm going to just every day go out there and work on ways to improve and, you know, stay patient, trust God's timing is my philosophy.
Are you frustrated at all that it hasn't happened quicker for you, or are you good with your developmental pace?
No, you know, my mindset is doing whatever coach needs me to do. At the end of the day, I'm not too worried about, you know, personal stats and stuff like that. I'm worried about getting a win. I hate losing. I hate losing more than I love winning. So that's my number one goal, is to win the game and do whatever I can to help us win the game.
Oh, God, the dings. Enough of the dings.
Why does that happen?
Because it's when people are coming and going up.
Okay, but you can't mute. There's no way to mute that?
No, apparently, if you're the person running the Zoom, you can turn that off. So do that, please. Jeez. Please do that. That's the killer.
It's every time there's a good answer. I'm starting to wonder if when we're recording it, like, so they're marking it. Oh, this is a good answer. Ding. And there's something on the computer that they're marking down.
Huh.
I don't know. But either way, I thought it was a great answer by N'Keal Harry.
It's a good, quick answer. Did you see how quick? Right after Bedard asked him, are you aware of it? And does it wait? No. No, it doesn't. Like, he's ready for it. Now, you see his picture up here. And NBC Sports Boston has a nice little graphic here. But he looks like a beast. He looks like those other guys. He looks like Hardman.
He does.
He looks like Metcalf. So you see what they think they could potentially see in him. Now, these numbers are atrocious compared to the other members of the draft. Unfairly, I think, to his point, he missed an entire half a year and then got sort of frozen out of the offense. And I'm not defending him here, but I understand that maybe that's where he looks at it. Those guys got a whole year on me. Like, it's almost like his year last year was incomplete. Wouldn't consider it failure, wouldn't consider an A, C, or whatever, incomplete. Because he never caught up to speed. The best thing he's got going for him, and why I'm starting to feel that this is trending that way, is Cam's his guy. And if anybody's going to feed him, or they're going to make anybody feed him, it's going to be Cam.
There's not a single player on that list of...
You wouldn't take over him.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's 8 guys on the list, including Harry. There are 7
right
others.
Now, would you even swap trade him right now? Any of them?
Any of them?
Yeah.
Give me any one
that
of those
answers.
Guys.
Yes. He's got to prove that wrong.
7 names on the list after N'Keal Harry in the draft. Not guys taken before him. There was only 1 taken before him. The 7 taken after him. Deebo Samuel, A.J. Brown, Hardman, Metcalf, Johnson, McLaurin, and Renfro. And
McLaughlin is.
Yeah, how do you say that? It's McLaurin, isn't it?
It's McLaurin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's McLaurin.
Oh, I thought I screwed it up.
No, I was going to the Mike Francesa, McLaughlin.
Oh, like what?
McLaughlin.
Oh, that was for, what's his name?
McLaurin.
Matt McLaurin. Yeah, it was McLaughlin.
McLaughlin. He's a good
let me pronounce it right. McLaughlin.
Just make up a name.
I'd take any of those guys.
Yeah.
Any single one of them.
Sure.
Over N'Keal Harry. I'd make the trade today and not think twice. So it's
a lot of production.
I'm going to give him credit. It was a good answer. It was a good answer.
It's the right answer.
For a young player to answer the way that he did, I thought it was the right answer. It was a good answer for him to give. Go do something on the field. That's what I would say. When it's third down and they're looking for you near the sticks and you're on the sideline, you need to win the 50. You need to win those 50-50 battles. That's why they have you. You're big. You're strong. You're bigger than the defensive backs you'll be on many times. You need to win the battle.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
He's looked gassed at times in games this year. 2-week layoff now. Should be well rested. You're not playing a really good team. This isn't an all-star defense. It's sort of lining up for him to have a pretty decent game on Sunday, right? He's got to get more than 3 grabs on Sunday. Like, this is the week you feed him and get him going. They've got to get him going. And that's a confidence and that's a mentality thing. It just doesn't happen by handing him the ball. You got to throw him the ball. I'm talking downfield. Not hitches, not slants.
Yeah, it's not a receptions thing. He's on pace for 72 catches this year.
Let's run in cuts. The big thing is, look at the yardage. Like, he's averaging
Why do you need him down the field, though?
Because he's only around, 10 yards a catch.
Yeah, it's 9 yards
a catch. He's too big. He's too physical to not have that number more.
He's not beating anybody down the field.
I'm not talking about beating. I'm talking about, okay, catch it. Break a tackle. Get another 5-10 yards. Like, he catches, and it's 2 guys on his back. He covers it up, and he's going down. Like, every catch is contested.
I don't have any issue with him with contested catches for 10 yards.
As long as he catches it.
Every single time, as long as he wins and he catches
it. Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't see enough of that from him.
But I think,
because that's supposed to be the thing that he does.
I don't know.
You chuck it up to him. He's going to beat the guy in coverage, even when he's blanketed. He's big and strong, and he's going to be able to make that catch. Really? Because we haven't seen enough of that yet. Yeah, you can catch him on a slant when he's open.
He's not speed outing anybody on a deep comeback. Like, he's not coming out of that break where,
right,
oh, crap.
Speed's not the skill.
He's not tiptoeing the edge of the thing where he's laying out and he's going to catch the ball like some of these guys do. No, he's a possession
guy.
And
then when you get that end around, okay, and you have a screen pass.
Make a man miss.
As he's, or are they throwing out to him? You've got to barrel over the guy in front of you.
Play, not let him tackle you.
Yeah. You've got to pick up 7-8 yards on that.
And when the guy that slip, when you're running that slip screen and the other receiver's blocking for you, don't run up your receiver's back.
Don't run into him.
Avoid your own blocker.
Don't run into him.
Write that down. Right.
Go where the grass is.
Right.
Grass out
Avoid players.
Outside.
Daylight.
Away from daylight. From that.
Yeah.
There's just that.
No, but I mean, like, if you're holding out hope on him and you're in a kill carry person, this is like one of those type of weeks where he can get going. He should get going, especially with the quarterback it's playing. And that's Cam. That's a guy he's taking under his wing. Feed the kid.
So this is his week, you think? You think it's a big
break? I think it's the start of something that could be there for him.
All right. Let's see.
I mean, it ain't happening overnight. You know what I'm saying? It's not an 11-grab day for $1.60.
617-779-0985. John's in Buffalo. Hi, John.
My man.
Hey, guys.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, man, I'm here. I'm accountable after the Bills lost. You didn't think you'd hear from me.
It took you 5 days. Where you been?
Just making money.
Oh, for 3 days. That's, it was Tuesday.
I was busy. Actually, I listened to your podcast on the way home, and I heard my name on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got to give you guys a shout.
Sure.
So what'd
on
you
your
say?
Way home what'd from the hedge fund?
Man? What'd you think of my man?
Who's your man?
Who, Josh Norman?
Taylor.
Oh, he didn't have a great, he didn't have a great week.
He's
I thought he was the best player on the field.
No, you mean you see the flashes, and I understand why you feel you do, but he's better than he was last year, John. No doubt about it.
Those guys let him down. I think that we can call that the Andre Roberts game. Those guys let him down big time.
Well, I mean, he didn't have Brown, but what I did like about him was how he gunned some of those passes in there after he bought time and extended some plays. Like the arm strength. Arm strength's off the charts.
The arm strength's there.
Yeah,
I'll say though, you know, I kind of came fired up at you, and I apologize for that. Oh. But I just feel like you took a Jalen Ramsey tweet and one outing against the greatest coach of all time, and you made a judgment on a 22-year-old.
No, John,
I don't think that was fair.
John, I called 2 games against him, and he threw ridiculous interceptions just up for grabs, and I got to call it like I see it. It was awful by him.
I get it, but yeah. I mean, to say a 22-year-old kid sucks, that's a little bit harsh. That's all
I got. We do it all the time.
Sam Darnold sucks this year. We do the same thing with Darnold.
We say if someone sucks, we say it.
We crush Nikhil Harry here. I mean,
you're a big boy. You're in the NFL.
He's 22.
You make millions of dollars. You suck, people are going to say you suck.
Did you hear what we said about Nikhil last year? Come on, John. I mean, like.
Check the age. At what age is it appropriate to call professional athletes good or bad?
I don't know. But Allen's got better.
Is it like a rental car? You got to be 25 before you can make a call on that?
Yeah. And that way we're well clear of most colleges. There's a few. You might have a couple of 25, 26-year-old seniors.
They're called doctors and lawyers.
Like, what? But, yeah, this a couple of years in pros, 25. That's the new cutoff.
More of your calls are coming up next. And the quarterback situation in this weekend's game for the opponent, the Denver Broncos, that's on the way. Here's Hardy with headlines.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Beef. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Drew Lock, did he come back this morning and report any soreness from yesterday? And are you ready to say he could start Sunday?
He definitely could start Sunday as it looks now, but we'll hold off on making that final. But he had a good practice today, so we'll see how it goes.
But he didn't say he had soreness or anything when he came back?
No, there wasn't any. There was no setbacks.
Vic Fangio, he's a Breer guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's in the Breer Club.
Case, Fangio, was it Nagy? Bert gets a Woody Harrelson. Not a Yeah, Woody Hayes. Woody Harrelson.
I know what you mean.
Woody Hayes. Oh, let's keep it on high
speed. Okay.
I was looking for Woody Hayes.
I see
Hayes.
What you did there.
Yeah, the guy, the coach that punched the kid from Michigan, right? Or Clemson. I think it was Clemson.
Did he punch or did he try and like clothesline?
No, he punched him. I think he punched him, Hardy.
Yeah,
well, I gotta Google that.
Swing the. I know. I was just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, I think it may have been a clothesline and a punch with the other.
Yes,
it was a double.
Yes, it was.
It was Clemson, I think.
I just remember being sad watching that.
That's like, when you know, like that man lost it.
Yeah.
So Drew Locke could start. Definitely could start. Was the quote there?
He's starting.
He definitely could start.
One week changes the complexion for both teams from quarterback in this game. It does. We were looking at potentially Hoyer or Stidham versus Rippon. And now it's Locke versus Cam.
Yeah. So Rippon stinks. He's not going to start, it feels like. It feels like Drew Locke is the starter. Am I supposed to care about this?
I think Locke's better.
From a Patriots perspective, from a New England Patriots fan perspective, do I give a flip who's starting a quarterback?
No, but I think Belichick would, but not.
Yeah, well, he's
not
a coach.
A fan. Right.
No, he's a coach.
Not
he,
a fan.
He cares no matter about everything. That's what makes him great. I don't care. I can't bring myself to care.
You know, like Halloween's
one
coming?
Tiny bit about who's playing quarterback for the Broncos on Sunday, because all I know is that no matter who it is at quarterback on Sunday for the Denver Broncos, the Patriots should and need to win the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that also means, regardless of who the Patriots quarterback is, and I do care about that, I don't care about their quarterback. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, like, Halloween's
not
coming.
Even a tiny, tiny bit.
Halloween's coming. You've ever seen those outfits, thing one and thing two? Like, you could put them on these two guys and they're interchangeable, pretty much to me. It's like the same guy. Or whether it was Trevor Siemian. That's just, it's the same type of quarterback that Elway, and maybe that's the bigger discussion here, too. Like, Elway has botched this quarterback thing over the years. The Don, so to speak. Osweiler, drafting Paxton Lynch. That guy was a bust. Bringing in Trevor Siemian. Now you've got Drew Locke, who they've invested a high pick. Was he a two, right? I think he was a second-round pick. But I think he's a better player than Rippon. So, but I wouldn't be more worried about it.
I'm not worried about any of this. In fact, I think this Sunday could be a game in which the Patriots get after the quarterback a little bit.
Yeah.
Could see some elevated sack numbers in this game.
We had Winovich on yesterday. He was getting weird again.
Yeah. So Chupacabra, no good. Not
he looked into that one. He said,
but
Hardy,
he's
right?
Very big into Mothman.
Mothman, it's a definite.
He's looked into Chupacabra. He was saddened to admit that no, he doesn't believe that it's real. Mothman, 100% real, no question about
Roswell,
it.
Roswell cover up.
Yes.
How did he feel about the Malcolm Butler benching? Oh,
Roswell.
Give a recap.
Cover up?
Yes or no?
This interview's almost
cover
over,
up.
Guys. Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, we were listening to it.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Hold on. What's almost over?
No, we go ahead. Play it, Jim. The Malcolm Butler question part of it.
It's okay. Continue. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Hardy asked him about who asked him about. You asked him about Malcolm Butler.
He said, No, you did.
No, I didn't. You think that's a good question?
And
he said, I think this interview's over.
He said, I'm breaking up. Brad, you're breaking up. You got a
good
bad
job.
Connection.
He gets it.
Good
gets
job,
it.
Chase Winovich.
Yeah, good job. You've been the wall.
Yeah. That's
right. Okay, can I hear the recap now? Is that okay to play?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Maybe not.
Sorry, Jim. Roswell, cover up, yes or no?
Cover up.
Number two, does the Chupacabra exist? Yes or no?
I've looked into this one a little bit.
Nice.
I'm gonna say no. I don't think it exists.
Okay. Mothman.
Oh, Mothman's real.
Now, why would you say Mothman is real yet Chupacabra doesn't have a chance?
Moon landing. Was it a hoax?
No, I don't think it was a hoax.
How about Bigfoot?
I think he exists, but not in the way that we think he exists.
Right. Wow.
Yep.
That's now a thing every week, isn't it?
I gotta come up
with... Well, we're gonna run out of things, right?
I know. No, the mysteries of the world are infinite. We can come up with all kinds of stuff. He was very saddened to admit, though, that... what was it? Not the one after Mothman. Oh, the moon landing. Moon landing hoax. He's like... No. Like, he really
he was wanted, like hoping it was
he awesome. Really wanted to say yes, but I've looked into it. I guess they were there.
We said from a TV perspective with his production company, we could stage that again.
Yeah, they were going something. Restage.
And so I always have a decent bit of like, okay, like this could be fake. Like I still consider I'm open to new evidence. Let's put it that way.
He's a skeptic.
Extremely close, except the case of Brandon Lawson, or especially the case of Brandon Lawson. If you don't know what that is, you should look it up. That is something that, you know,
doing it now.
We did look it up. It's a very strange story.
What's that movie, Hardy? Fire in the Sky with the kid.
D.B. Sweeney.
Travis got taken taken by the aliens.
Oh yeah.
And ends up naked in a phone booth many, many miles away.
Hot. Let's get to a couple more football calls here. Pearl in New Hampshire. Hi, Pearl.
Hey, Beto, man. You know what? I've been listening to you because I'm always in the car, so I listen to y'all a lot.
Thank you.
And you don't like anybody. Anytime the page is looking, oh, no, I don't want that guy here. Oh, we don't have a pass rush. Well, I don't want Conley. Oh, we can't. We don't have any breakaway runners. Oh, but I don't want Bell. What are you talking about? If Bell was here, Bell would be the best running back you have and pretty much the best pass receiver you have. He went to the Jets. Do you know the list of people who left the Jets who exploded on the scene after they left the Jets? He was with Gase. Come on. Give him a break, man.
No. No. No breaks. None. No breaks. Antonio Brown? Didn't want him. Le'Veon Bell? Didn't want him. All these former Steeler guys.
Love the Steeler guys.
Was I out on Clowney?
I don't remember.
I don't remember being out on Clowney or down on Clowney.
No, I think there were.
I just said it probably wouldn't be the best use of their money this year.
I think we had McCone a couple of days over the summer. We're like, go get Clowney, load him up.
Yeah.
Look, it's a valid point.
The money on Clowney would be better spent extending some guys that need the
money. I said that.
It wasn't because I was down on Clowney.
I said, take care of your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't Pearl call us yesterday?
He calls a lot.
Okay, but about the same thing about Le'Veon Bell, because it's a valid point that the players do well after they leave Gase. But everything that he said, I think it was Pearl, about Le'Veon Bell doesn't apply. It doesn't apply now, like how great he is and how all these, you know, all these stats and things that he's bringing up were like, yeah, when you were the last day you were here, Beto, we talked about that. We talked about some of the advanced stats.
Pearl, if you're right and you think Le'Veon Bell is going to be great now, call me back in a month and tell me I'm an idiot. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. You can call and say, you moron. Beetle, you dummy. You thought Le'Veon Bell was going to stink. You thought he was done. You thought he was toast. And then if he goes to Kansas City and lights the world on fire, you're going to call back and tell me I'm an idiot. And that's A-okay.
He's one of our best football callers. I love Pearl.
Yes.
And then
if we're, you know, 6 weeks from now and Le'Veon Bell hasn't done crap, I'm going to sell Pearl. Hey, Pearl, remember that time you didn't know what the hell you were talking about? That's what we do. It's the stupid fun we amuse ourselves with every day.
It's called talk show.
It's just what we do. It's just what sports fans do. I was right. No, you were right. I was wrong. You were wrong.
Like making picks.
Yeah, it's just what we do.
Oh, no.
It's all part of the game.
Got to do picks next.
We're going to do it next, but first, Steve in Arlington. Hi, Steve. Thanks for hanging on.
No problem. Morning, guys.
Hey.
I'm calling about N'Keal Harry. I think he's going to be really good, but he's a possession guy, and he's stuck in an offense where we don't have a number one. Our tight ends disappeared, even though we invested two high picks in them. And our running backs are very deep, but there's no super top-end guy. He reminds me a lot of like a Musin Muhammad, who's really good with talent around him, and I think he'll be good with time, but he's, you know, we need a number one. We needed, honestly, DK Metcalf or A.J. Brown.
Oh, you're right, Steve.
I would not get rid of Harry for, like, Debo or Hunter Renfro. I just think we need to get more talent around him so he can feast on teams' number two, number three corners instead of being the primary focus of a defense, which is not a role I think he's ever going to be at, much less, 10 games into his career?
All right. I think you're hitting the nail on the head by saying he's a complimentary piece.
Yeah.
He's not ever going to be your number one receiver. I would give him up for Debo. Renfro, when you get down to like Renfro, I see where that...
Renfro's more of a slot guy.
Right. Yeah. Renfro's a different, not the same type of player.
Right.
And he's also Renfro's a complimentary piece.
It's nice.
He's not a number one either.
It's nice when you have rugs on the outside.
No kidding. But no. Steve's right. I mean, you need to put some other talent around him, and you need to make his life easier. and maybe he can sort of grow into a role on this team. But I don't think he's ever going to live up to he was a first-round pick receiver.
Well, think about
you don't spend first-round picks on a receiver for them to maybe be a nice little complimentary piece when you go out and get other talent. I don't think that's the idea they had for him.
Well, who the hell's the other guy? You got Renfro in the slot. You got Ruggs. You got Waller, the tight end, one of the best tight ends in the league. And there's another speed guy they have on the outside, which is totally complimentary. And they got good backs.
With what Nelson Aguilar.
Aguilar, that's right.
What you're saying is they should be better than they are?
Who?
The Raiders?
Yeah. Well, they did pop the Chiefs this week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe.
But there's some inconsistencies there.
Well, look at that West. Look at the AFC West, man. I mean, you got Chiefs,
they were
Raiders.
They were banged up the week they were here.
I'll tell you what. Chargers can play. Chargers can play, too.
The picks. The football card. They're next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time now for the football card. You're on Zolak and Bertrand, Zozo and Five. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Last week, we had two winners. I was a winner. T-Bone was a winner. We went 2-3 last week. We went 2-3 the week before. We've only had 1 week over 500. That was week two. We went 3-2. So we haven't done great. Have not done great this week. This year, I should say. Five picks. We try to keep it to Sundays in the NFL now.
Yep.
All pro.
So I wanted to go college this week.
I was going to go college this week, but we're picking pro.
Once he heard the UMass line.
UMass is a 29-point underdog to Georgia Southern.
29?
29.
That's all?
Only just a little over four touchdowns.
And you wanted to take UMass plus the points.
I was going
to
take UMass because, like, hey...
Can I have a quick UMass side note? Georgia Southern just tweeted today that they're going to, last minute change, they're going to wear all white. They're going to wear their white uniforms on tomorrow's game.
I hope UMass brought their dark ones.
No, because UMass's away uniforms are not in yet.
What do you mean they're not in yet?
That's what the tweet said.
They're on back order.
They're on back order. They haven't been produced yet.
Oh, I see.
And Zoe sounds strange just because he's wearing a paper bag over his head.
I will wear this until I win.
You're going to wear a paper bag on your head until you get
I'm going to wear a paper bag on my head during the
pick. So what's your pick then? What's your pick of the week?
Oh, it's a good one. Texans versus... Who are they playing? Oh, Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans only favored by 3.5. I'm taking the Titans.
It's a short week.
Titans.
Short week.
You don't need practice. 16 days. Only practice twice.
All right, so you're taking the Titans.
Yeah, I'm taking the Titans.
Tighten up.
I'm tightening up.
What do we have for a line on Atlanta, Minnesota?
Vikings -4.
I looked at this one, Beetle.
I almost picked this one. Something don't look right about this game.
I want to root against Minnesota until the end of time for going for it last week on 4th-and-1.
Yep.
Who would you have picked in this game, Artie, since you looked at it?
Well, I was going to use the Tom Morgan theory, who took the Texans last week. You know, they're going to rally around.
Oh, yeah. Rally around Jack Easterby.
So I was, you know, Falcons kind of up against it now. I was thinking maybe do that. I couldn't bet the Falcons.
I can, because I'm rooting against the Vikings.
All right.
Forever. Well, Mike Zimmer forever.
He's just not a Zimmer guy.
Give me the Falcons.
Okay.
Falcons.
I'm not even pretending anymore. I think we're stupid to not be using the resources at our disposal.
It's called the T-Bone method right there.
Computer?
The T-Bone resource. T-Bone.
You guys need help?
I do. Just let me throw something at you.
Sure.
Buccaneers, Packers.
Oh, that's going to be a good game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win it?
Bucks.
I like the Packers.
I'm not asking you, bag boy. I'm asking the guy who's won almost every game this season, not the guy who hasn't won a game.
I like Packers.
All right.
I bet you do.
Do you think the Packers will win by at least, I don't know, 2.5, 3 points?
How about one?
Oh.
The line's down to one?
One.
Some don't look right. Seals it. Go ahead, Hardy.
Yeah. Packers. Packers minus one? Love that bet. T-Bone, do you like it or do you love it?
I love it. You know why that's down? Because this is a local thing and everyone's betting on Brady.
Yep.
Right?
Take your word for it. What do you think, Jim? What do you have this weekend?
Sorry, it's a little loud there.
Jesus, Jim.
Lions are 3-point road favorites this week in Jacksonville.
Oh.
I don't care about the line of the game. The over-under is 54.5.
Oh, my God.
I hate betting unders, but I got to go under with that
under.
Number.
I'd go under.
Under 54.5. Lions, Jags.
I wanted to bet the Lions again, but the Jaguars is the only win I have this season, so I wasn't going to bet against them. Mm. Plus, I'm going to bet the Lions.
And now we go to the guy who just keeps hitting.
That's all he does is win.
He's gone 4 of 5 on the season. T-Bone, he's got that winner of two straight.
He's got that going for him.
What do you got?
That's about all I got going for me. You're right, so.
What do you got going on this weekend?
All right.
You got them lined up?
Every week.
You got them lined up?
It's this segment every week.
Lining them up, knocking them down.
How about I line them up and you knock them down?
What do you got, headboard?
You don't get to watch Hardy.
No,
I'm just
going to keep the schedule for him.
Wait, unless Tom's into that.
Strange old uncle sitting in a corner. Hey, that's my friend Hardy. Just say
why does he have a notepad?
They still make Polaroid one-step cameras? Yeah. Actually, try this thing here. Oh, that came out nice.
Like a Polaroid picture. Yeah, that's right, nice. Hardy. Oh.
We good?
Yeah.
Okay. The Giants are 0-5, but they came close with the Cowboys last week. They're playing. They're at home.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to listen to this. I'm trying to stay invested. But all I hear is the Giants.
They're at home.
They're at home.
I'm trying to make a point.
And
against a quarterback with a third string quarterback who has one good leg.
I don't even know what game he's talking about anymore.
I know he's talking about Giants Redskins. Red, sorry, Washington football team.
Washington football team. Okay.
Giants minus 2.5. They'll get their first win this week.
Oof. Okay. I can't say anything.
Yeah, I can't say
anything. I have a 2-game cushion, so.
I read a column in the New York Post this morning by Steve Serby, who hammers the coaching staff of the New York Giants.
Did that
and how
pop
Joe
up in
Judge
your, Facebook feed or no?
Joe Judge, Facebook. No, why?
Nothing.
It's just a joke.
Oh, okay. Joe Judge says it's time to put up or shut up. He's already getting that down there. All right, so you're taking the Giants.
Giants minus 2.5.
Giants. That's hey. Can't argue with someone who knows what he's doing here.
Can't do that.
I'm a little skeptical about this pick. I feel like T-Bone might be picking it just because he doesn't like the fact that they're playing the Washington football team. He doesn't like that they've dropped their mascot.
No, that's not it at all. This is a tough spot. I asked Tom what he likes, and he named like 5 games. So when you like that many games, that's tough to pick the right one.
Oh, is it? Why don't you just go?
No, I was just trying to hang out at the casino
all weekend.
You want the recap?
Yes, please.
I've got it if you want it, but
right,
go ahead.
We have
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No. You do.
We have the winless Giants. We have the winless Falcons +4. The Giants are -2.5. We have under 54.5 in the Lions and Jacksonville game. We have the undefeated Packers -1, and we have the undefeated Titans -3.5.
All right, there's, 2 of those games I'd actually be interested in watching. I have no interest in the Giants Redskins. You could tell me, excuse me, Washington football team. You could tell me that game went any way on Monday, and I'd believe you.
We're in week six, so we're $50 in the hole.
I'm sure Zoe has covered it, though.
10 more on the line.
Has Zoe paid you?
No. 10 more on the line puts us in for...
Put a 20 in today.
A 20?
No. Zoe needs to put a 20 into the... I gave you a 20 and Hardy gave you a 20, right?
It's... Yes.
So that covered the first 4 weeks.
And my money's covered the fifth week, sixth week. Zoe's going to hit me next week.
I got a dollar in my pocket.
And T-Bone and Jim have something worked out. I asked T-Bone if he had paid, and he was like, no, I don't have to.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.